All right. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Banff Podcast. I'm your host, the unfortunately sober, Mike Lafferty. And with me tonight, we've got a powerhouse of talent, folks working on Stark City along with me. There's Mr. Adrian Smith from the UK. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad, thank you very much. How's you going?
Oh, all right. Adrian's helping out with both writing and art on Stark City. Also, we have Mr. Joe Bardalis, who you folks probably know from his blog, Just Add Heroes. He's also been doing some writing for me lately over at Fainting Goat Games. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing great tonight.
Sweet, sweet. And last but certainly not least, Mr. Dan Hauser, man who brings the party with him. How you doing, Dan?
I brought the party today. My new fitness kick, though, means that I'm probably not drinking beer, but I'll find something that's alcoholic, maybe wheatgrass and vodka. We'll celebrate.
Yeah, come by.
We'll celebrate. Yeah, it's also an Epicac, I think, as well.
I have my Fainting Goat Games shot glass sitting right here on my desk.
Speaking of Fainting Goat Games shot glasses, I've got two Stark City shot glasses sitting on my shelf right now. So if you're going, this is for all the people listening for Stark City info. We're going to link to this on the Kickstarter as well. If you're hearing this and you have yet to donate to the Kickstarter, number one, I understand that head trauma is a hard thing to deal with, but you should get over that and donate already. And number two, there's a level at $151. It's kind of an odd little increment, but if you donate that much and you're going to Gen Con, you get to be on my private velvet rope icons game that's actually going to have Stark City content there for you. You're actually going to get to see some of the stuff going on. It's going to be amazing. And there's going to be two games, so the winner of each game will want the winner, meaning the person with the most creative character sheet will get a shot glass and something special. I'll announce it here. It's not listed on the Kickstarter, but if you do decide to make the character that I deem the most creative, you will also get a fully articulated picture of your character. I'll draw it out for you. I'll even print it out, and before the end of the con, you'll have it in your hot little hands. So donate and have fun. Plus, you'll get all the stuff from Stark City. I mean, it's just too much to believe.
And Dan, maybe we've got some viewers who've been away traveling. Perhaps they've been locked up, you know, because I know the kind of folks listen to this podcast.
Indeed.
Let's tell them what Stark City is in case they're unaware.
Okay. Stark City is, let me pull up the official site so I can tell you exactly what it is. It is a setting and city building toolkit for Icons Superpower Roleplaying. At the beginning of Icons, when I was doing the art, I spoke with Steve Kenson. Since I'm a huge fan of Freedom City for Mutants Masterminds, I was like, well, is there going to be a setting for Icons? Steve bowed out of that idea because he's been there and done that several times for several systems. And he decided Icons was not that type of game at its core. It wasn't really designed for an official setting, but creating a setting would be something that might be a good idea for someone else to do. And I got the hint. He doesn't want to do another setting book. And I said, okay, what if I do one? And he says, okay, well, sure. Show me an idea and show Adamant an idea. If they think that it might be wanting to be published or something, they'll get with you and they'll see if it's okay. So I went through the process of showing them my concept, very basic, loose-based concept with Mike and I about what it would entail. And both Steve and Gareth and everyone signed off and said, that's perfectly fine. Go to it. So a fire rises, and we now have Stark City. And after it's demolished, I give you my permission to die.
If you've seen the Dark Knight movie, that last bit makes a lot more sense.
That's right. This is Bane. You need to put money into the bucket, or I'll destroy you.
Why? Bane sounds like Sean Connery.
That was an autistic choice.
Did anyone else notice that? Because that kind of bothered me.
He did, kind of. He sounded very posh, I will say that. He sounded like a posh Scotsman. But that's Tom Brady, man. What was he supposed to do? His voice had at the very least make you go, that sounds like somebody I know. You know? On the other hand, he's only got his eyes, and he has no hair to make look nice, so.
Yeah. Non-hair acting. Very difficult, yeah.
Exactly.
Patrick Stewart does it real well, guys.
That's true.
Yeah, but he has the whole rest of his... Patrick Stewart has the whole face.
Yeah.
Even when he was a Borg, he had 90% of his face.
That's right.
Hey, folks, we have a new guest who has joined us. Mr. John Post, also a writer in Stark City, has come on board.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello.
And John has also written several adventures for Admin Entertainment, as well as he's helping us out with some adventures at Companion Goat Games and for Stark City. So welcome, John.
Thank you. So, glad to be here.
Hey, John, it sounds like we're going to delay the actual play until next week.
Okay.
But I think we're just going to be talking of Stark City and how amazing it is and et cetera, et cetera.
Fantastic.
So, hey, since you just joined, let's put you on the spot. Tell the folks what you're doing for Stark City.
Well, I've got a couple of things in the works. I'm doing one of the neighborhoods, Tesla Industry Park. Obviously, it's the high-tech industrial center for Stark City, and it will have various super heroic, villainous, and neutral factions of high-tech potential NPCs for your campaign. And I'm also doing a couple adventures for Stark City, assuming we get our funding. One is End Times, which I will be running a playtest for at Gen Con. I've got three sessions of that going. They're all full, but if you're in Indy and you swing by the table and I've got a spot, I'll try to squeeze you in. And then I've got another adventure that's sort of in the long term because I've got like three projects to do before it that is a little more magical in nature and will draw in some of the mystical personalities from Stark City.
Okay, cool. And I guess we should mention to folks that Dan was just pimping his gaming sessions from the Kickstarter. John also has some gaming sessions you can get as a reward in Kickstarter. Let's see. John is at $150 level. And
much cheaper than Dan's level, so.
Indeed. But you're not at Gen Con.
And you don't get free pictures.
Oh, there you go. The pictures make all the difference. I am at Gen Con.
John, you're going to be at Gen Con, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be at Gen Con and a couple of the Bay Area conventions, Big Bad Con and potentially Pacific Con, but definitely Dunder Con.
Okay, well, folks, there you go. You can John has offered up four gaming sessions as rewards on Kickstarter, and so it sounds like Gen Con's off the table for that, though?
I don't know. If we can come up with an agreeable time... I've got Friday free and Saturday night free, Friday day free and Saturday night free. So if those are available, and if someone wants me to run an Icons game, I can run either the one I'm running at Gen Con or a pretest or playtest of one of the Improbable Tales that I just sent the final draft in.
And we just sent it to proofreading about an hour ago. So
fantastic.
So here you can get Dan to run a game for you. You can get John to run a game for you. If you're not familiar with John, check out the Whiteout Adventure from Adamant or the Laughing Matter Adventure from Adamant. Great writer, great game master. And also, for you cheap folks or used folks who don't go to Gen Con or conventions, for $60, Dan will run you and your group through a Skype game.
Absolutely.
Playtest. And two of those are sold already. There's only two left.
Yep.
So buy now. And hey, we're up to almost 1,100. As of right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have, this thing has been going great guns. I'm really happy about it. Speaking of that, since we are over the $1,000 goal, I said at $1,000 we would give away more free stuff, and we are going to. Adrian, you are currently writing the Doc Chimp background, right?
I am indeed, yes. I was working it half an hour ago.
Awesome. So, as soon as that manuscript is handed over to me, there will be much art splashed onto it, and then we will maybe give some background into the turf that Doc Chimp runs around in. Is that sounding like something we'll do? All right.
I'm thinking Doc Chimp's probably is in John's neighborhood down there in Tesla Park.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
Indeed, we will. And again, you're just getting a peek now. You're not getting the whole thing. So for frees, we can't give things away for free that are really, really super great. But we will. Well, I mean, everything I do is super great, and everything we do is awesome. So it will be great. I mean, but hold on, it gets better. Once we hit the $2,000 mark, you're going to get to see Doc Chimp's, I guess there would be contemporaries. Pinball is at $2,000. And then finally, at $2,600, when we hit our goal, This is before stretch goals, okay? We've already got amazing things for stretch goals, ridiculous things. I'm talking Curiosity landing on Mars things worth of awesome. Okay?
And Dan,
That's stretch goals.
I love it when your medications are just adjusted right, and you're in this wonderful manic state. It's a beautiful thing.
So at $2,600, you get Komodo, the Kato to Doc Chimp's Green Hornet, the Tonto to his Lone Ranger, the Raphael to his Sally Jesse.
The Captain to his Tennille.
Indeed.
And that was funny. Come on, nothing, guys? Damn. All right.
I was there with you.
All right. Hey, you know who else we got in this podcast?
Who?
Who's been quiet since the beginning? Joe Bardalis.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, tell the folks at home what you're doing for Star City.
Well, my neighborhood that I'm working on is called the Catacombs, and it's basically all the subterranean areas underneath Star City. It's built up of an old subway tunnel system that Stark City never completed. It connects into old bootlegger tunnels called the Rum Run. It's got links to the sewers and to pretty much everything subterranean. And not only is it the underground of Stark City, it's also quite literally the underground. It's where it's heavily controlled by a lot of villains and that dwell beneath secretly, while normal life goes on up above in Stark City, and it's a big mafia-controlled area. So there's a lot of villainy going on beneath the streets.
Nice, nice. And this is kind of inspired by what was that comic book?
It was Incognito, Bad Influences.
Yeah,
was sort of the background there. We were talking about it. We thought everybody that has some kind of city setting, it's always like mutants living in the sewer. It's the Morlocks from Marvel, and we decided we were all going to do something a little different for this one. So we'd give you a little fresh take on the subterranean bowels of Stark City.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Now, I've been working on Geartown, which is sort of the rundown suburb, you know, over on the with the docks and the warehouses, and you know, it's kind of decrepit and rundown, and Adrian has some additions. We're working into that, and I'm trying to think of all the cool things to say about it. We've got Atlantean gangsters trying to take over turf from, the air-breathing gangsters, and I could ramble on about it, maybe for another podcast. So manuscripts are getting done. Progress is being made.
Absolutely. Yep.
And let's see. What else can we talk about regards to Kickstarter? Dan, anything come to mind?
Because we hit that $1,000 mark, as soon as I get the manuscript in for Doc Chimp, I will release a free, you heard me right, I said free PDF with the character and the little tidbit about his neighborhood. I'm serious here. You get free stuff from us. So tell your friends to help us get to $2,000, and then you'll all get free stuff.
Oh, hey, the last free stuff guy, Laughing Boy, he was from Geartown, wasn't he?
He sure was.
Okay.
And in the edit, there's going to be an edit of his PDF. So if you've already got the PDF, once I've edited it, RPG Now will send you an update saying, hey, this thing was changed. You should probably re-download it. It's going to have a slightly tweaked version of the Hero Turf chart. It's going to have a little bit more about Geartown from our own internal Stark City production team wiki, so that I have a little bit more description for you guys. And beyond that, it'll have the same art and same stats. There'll be some minor typography stuff that I'll change so that it's a little bit easier to read and print out if you want to use Laughing Boy, which you can use as a villain if you'd like to, but primarily he's just showing you exactly how a randomly generated character would look plugged into Geartown using the hero turf rules that I've created for Stark City.
Cool. All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about? Anyone see anything cool? Read any new books this week? Stuff you want to recommend?
The Batman Incorporated hardcover, really good.
All right, cool. Well, it's Grant Morris. It can't be bad, right?
Exactly.
Leviathan as well?
Oh, yes.
See, I missed Leviathan, so I was really gutted. Okay. Good.
Yeah. I've been enjoying watching, now that Alphas is back on Sci-Fi Channel, that's They came back a couple weeks ago. I guess there's been like two episodes now, and there's a new one tonight. And also Warehouse 13. Those are really great shows on Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi doesn't do so great on the movies that they make, but the television series they put together are amazing.
I would agree with that. I don't have cable anymore, so I have to wait for me to get to Netflix.
Well, Alphas is definitely worth watching if you're an Icons fan.
What's the name of it?
It's called Alphas. Yeah, they did the Battlestar Galactica series that was really good. I thought Caprica was good, too, the spinoff from that. It kind of took place about 50 years before Battlestar Galactica on Caprica.
Yeah, because they got a trailer for a web show, apparently.
Yeah, Blood and Chrome.
First Blood and War, wasn't it? Yeah,
Blood and Chrome.
Yeah.
Pictures of young Adama.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's like...
It was going to be a TV show, it was going to be a web series, and they didn't hear anything about it, really.
It's made materialize.
Yeah.
But I do recommend Alphas if you are a fan of superheroes. It's sort of a new take where you've got all these people with mutant abilities coming about, kind of like Heroes, but a little less it's put together a lot better. It really is, than Heroes kind of fell apart at the end there.
It doesn't stretch the plot over a whole season.
No.
And give you a lot of filler shows.
You've got a lot of things going on, but everything's building up to to the finale and the underlying the continuing story arc, and it's really nicely done, and the acting's great. So I'm enjoying it.
Can I watch the first season on?
Sorry, John.
Oh, no problem. Can I watch the first season on Hulu or Netflix or?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked if I've been keeping up with Alphas pretty much since it started last year. Like, it was on again about this time last summer, the first season.
I
hadn't seen it on Hulu.
It is on Hulu.
It is? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm so far behind. I'm trying to catch up on season two of The Walking Dead so I can be ready for season three to start in 2 weeks.
Great show.
You know, you could just watch the first episode and last episode of that season and pretty much get all you need.
Well, yeah.
A lot of time at the farm. A lot of time at the farm, and the kid is never in the house when he's supposed to be, and I think I just spoiled it all for you. Sorry.
Have you read the comics, John, or are you going completely fresh?
No, I haven't. It's on my list, but I've got to read the Incognito first because that made it on my list earlier. But I'm trying to get Incognito to get to Walking Dead.
You know, I just read issue 100 of Walking Dead, and boy, it's a great comic book, it's a great series, but that just depressed the living hell out of me. You guys read that yet?
No, I'm picking up the compendiums, the big fat telephone directory for size books. So I think the next one that comes out that in October, November, which is like issue, Gazzard's Vision 96 or something. So even that, I don't think really issue 100 to about 6 months' time. So I'll catch up, then. So.
I won't spoil it for you then. But, it's a great comic book. It's just when I pick them up randomly, I always pick up the one issue where, like, horrible things happen to a character you like. And I'm like, why do I read this book? Why did I do that? Goddamn, that's terrible. I mean, this particular book, it's there's a long, hard-to-read scene where a beloved character has horrible things happen to him, which I don't think I'm spoiling too much because it happens all the time on Walking Dead. But, I put it down. I was like, damn, that's shit. Wow. I need a hug. It was kind of bad, but yeah. Okay, well, hey guys, we get to do a short podcast and put it up and call it an update on the Kickstarter. So how about we
absolutely
just do that?
That works for me. Good.
All right, folks.
All right.
Hey, we have a sign off for the podcast. Thanks to the genius brain of Mr. Dan Houser. So, we're going to say at the end of every podcast, make mine BAMF. Does that sound weird? Is that like an innuendo?
It's better than my first idea, which was go BAMF yourself.
I guess we need to reconsider. Maybe we should have a contest and ask.
Make mine BAMF is what I say.
They really got that medication right.
Look, there is an unspoken competition out there among podcasters. It's true. Okay? And if I'm to be the Stan Lee of this podcast, then I'm going to say make mine BAMF.
If you're the Stan Lee, does that make me the Rick Springfield? Or I don't
know. With all the drinking, you're the Jack Kirby.
I'll accept that. John, who does that make you? So John, who are you in this comparison? If I'm Jack Kirby and he's Stan Lee, who does that make you?
Ralph Macchio. And Joe's Jim Shooter. And Adrian is Neil Gaiman.
Oh, well, that's good for that.
I don't know that Neil Gaiman was ever involved with Marvel.
Okay,
yeah,
guys.
In the olden days.
Guys, I got to go.
All right, well,
make
we'll
our
mic.
We'll catch up.
Make mine Banff this week.
All right, later, guys.
Mine Banff.
Peace.
Hey.
Peace.